I think Boris Johnson has made it clear that he would like a change of leadership, a fresh approach. And although he states that it's nothing to do with various allegations hanging over Sir Ian Blair, I think that incrementally they have made his mind up that he needs somebody new.
Because Boris Johnson has called for the mayor to have the power to hire and fire London police commissioners. What will be the effect of that?
Well, I think you therefore politicise the police force to a certain extent. And also, you know, they would have perhaps no continuity. I mean, obviously at the moment the Home Secretary has the right to hire and fire the Metropolitan Police Commissioner, and if that then becomes the job of the mayor, then police officers would say they would feel the role had been totally politicised.
Sir Ian Blair took over from Sir John Stevens in 2005, and Sir John Stevens was very popular among rank-and-file police officers, and that's something that Ian Blair hasn't really enjoyed.
No, he never has. I mean, I was just talking to someone who said it was rudderless from when he took over, which seems a bit harsh, but he certainly was seen as the politician's policeman and not the copper's copper, if you know what I mean. And nothing he has done since he took over has won them round.
We've been talking about how the role of the Met Commissioner has been politicised, but he was always seen as sort of New Labour's copper, wasn't he?
Yeah, and from the beginning when he publicly lobbied for the 42-day detention without trial and the ID cards, that led to further accusations that he was rather a political lackey, and it didn't endear him to the rank and file of the police force, who tend to be more perhaps naturally right-wing and probably didn't like their commissioner to be so political.
I mean, his tenure as commissioner has been dogged by various controversies, not least the shooting of the innocent Brazilian man Gian Charles de Menezes. What role do you think that has ultimately played in his departure?
Well, he's been adamant from day one on that he won't resign because of that. But I think there's no doubt there were certain figures, senior figures in the Met, who felt that after the inquest he should go at the end of the inquest, whatever the verdict was. But Blair has significantly refused to go, and he's made it very clear that he wanted to continue. What impact that had on Boris Johnson's decision, it's difficult to say, because you would argue, why didn't he wait till the end of the inquest then? I think Boris Johnson has taken the decision because he took over as mayor and chaired the Metropolitan Police Authority from then on, and I think that was his catalyst.
Who are the main contenders to replace Sir Ian as Met Commissioner?
Well, one of the favourites is Bernard Hogan Howe from Merseyside Police, and a strong contender after him is Sir Hugh Orde, who's at Northern Ireland Police Service at the moment. Others are Mike Fuller, perhaps, as an outsider from Kent, and Sir Paul Stevenson himself, who's the Deputy Commissioner now.